COVID-19 infection numbers are rising again and hospitalization numbers continue to increase. So what can we expect going into the winter and how can we continue to protect ourselves? For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Mark Schleis, Director of Pediatric and Infectious Diseases at University of Minnesota's Medical School. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So since the beginning of October, daily reported cases are up an average of 8,000 more per day. What's contributing to the increase in COVID-19 cases, do we know?
Well, I think we have a pretty good idea of what's contributing to this. I mean, one big issue is COVID fatigue, quite frankly. I mean, people are just overwhelmed and exhausted. We're seeing this not just in our public day-to-day lives, but in the healthcare arena as well, physicians, nurses, providers who are just so overwhelmed and so exhausted with all of these many months of precautions. We need to double down now and not let down our guard because we are in the midst of another surge in infections nationally.
So when you say letting down our guard, maybe not wearing a mask, getting closer to people and getting together and maybe gatherings where we shouldn't?
That's a huge issue. And we need look no further than the White House and some of the campaign rallies to see that there's been essentially rejection of scientific principles with respect to social isolation, masks, for protection, avoidance of high-risk exposures. And so in my neighboring state, Wisconsin, we've seen a major surge driven by politicians who have chosen to reject the scientific principles that can at least help mitigate the spread of the virus. So I think that's been a major factor. And hopefully when people go to the polls in November and vote, they'll keep this in mind. We certainly do have it within our power to change the course and trajectory of what's happening, but we need to recognize that there are very, very dramatic differences in political affiliation that are impacting the current pandemic.
Are those reasons that you just mentioned, the fatigue and people maybe getting lax on some of the rules, is that why you think we're also seeing these skyrocketing numbers in more rural communities?
Well, I think so. I think that we need to bear in mind that in rural settings, the virus still spreads when social gatherings take place without masking. And so the rural communities have not been in any way immune to the fundamental principles of how the virus spreads from one individual to another. It's just that it's taken some time for them to catch up with the more urban settings. But the guidelines and principles of frequent hand washing, meticulous attention to masks, avoiding closed encounters where large gatherings of people occur. All of these principles apply everywhere in the United States, not just in urban settings. So I think that this is a major issue in the more rural settings as well.
Some people have been speculating that the reason we're seeing an increase in positive cases is just because more people are getting tested. What would you say to that?
I think the critical number to look at is the percentage of tests that are coming back positive in any population. And so what we've seen is not just an increased number of tests being done and an increased number of positives, but a very high percentage of positives in given populations. In some states now we're seeing numbers that are quite frankly shocking, 20-25% test positivity rates. That tells us that this is really more than just an artifact of increased testing. It also tells us that, if anything, we're not testing enough, because if you're returning back with a positivity rate of over 20%, that means that there are a lot of individuals who are infected that are transmitting virus that we aren't even finding. So my big concern is, with the surge in numbers that we're seeing, is that it's a very, very substantial underestimate of the true magnitude and severity of the infection. We also have to keep in mind that some of these, you know, highly touted therapies and so-called cures have at best a modest impact on the course of infection. We're still seeing close to 1,000 deaths a day in the United States, even after now months of using antivirals like remdesivir. There was a study from the WHO that analyzed data about remdesivir and showed a very disappointing impact on mortality. Yes, it may be able to shorten the hospitalization of patients with COVID-19. Even that's in dispute. But it doesn't seem to have any impact on the death rate. So we still have a long way to go with therapies, interventions, vaccines. And until then, we have to stay the course, if you will. We have to be cognizant and careful about protecting the most vulnerable in our societies and doing everything we can to mitigate and decrease the spread of this terrible infection.
Most definitely. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. That was Dr. Mark Schleiss with the University of Minnesota Medical School. He's the Director of Pediatric and Infectious Diseases.